Welcome to Talks from the Bible, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. 2 John 1:1-2. The word elder in Scripture is used for an older man, and also as a position of oversight in the church, 1 Timothy 5:1. And Acts 14:23. The elect lady and her children to whom John addresses this letter is not identified. She could be an individual whom John had previously known in the truth, or could be a term used by John to identify the church. Certainly the church is to walk in the truth. All who are known of God are to walk in the truth. The truth is to be known by all of us. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:31-36. The freedom which is provided by a knowledge of the truth is the freedom from sin. Sin is a slave master. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey? Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. Our release from this captivity of evil is secured by the truth. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 1:22. As Peter confirms in the following verses 22-25, the truth is equated with the Word of God and the Gospel, and the truth forever endures. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1:25. The truth lives while error dies. The truth saves while error condemns. The truth unites while error divides. Love the truth and abide in the truth for the blessing of eternal liberty. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.